The Present Picture of New South Wales, 1811, by D.D. Mann. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Present Picture of New South Wales, illustrated with four large coloured views from drawings taken on the spot of Sydney, the seat of government, with a plan of the colony, taken from actual survey by public authority, including the present state of agriculture and trade, prices of provisions and labour, internal regulations, state of society and manners, late discoveries in natural history, and other interesting subjects, with hints for the further improvement of the settlement. By D.D. Mann, many years resident in several official situations. Dedicated with permission to Admiral John Hunter, late His Majesty's Captain General and Governor-in-Chief of New South Wales and its dependencies. London, sold by John Booth, Duke Street, Portland Place, 1811. Dedication. To John Hunter, Esquire, Vice Admiral of the Blue, and late Captain General and Governor-in-Chief, in and over His Majesty's Colony of New South Wales and its dependencies, etc., etc., etc. Sir, during the period of your government, the settlements of New South Wales beheld the sunshine of their prosperity. The liberal and enlightened measures adopted by you consolidated the happiness and increased the security of the colony, and the tears which were shed at your departure were the most grateful tributes which could be paid to your exalted worth. These considerations justify my selection of you as the patron of this sketch. But if a stronger motive were necessary, I have only to retrace the numerous and weighty instances in which you have displayed the most marked attention to my personal interests, and which will ever induce me to avow myself, with every sentiment of respectful admiration, Sir, your very obliged and faithfully devoted servant, D.D. Mann. 35 Queen Street, Edgware Road, October 13, 1810. Chapter 1. The discovery of the eastern coast of New Holland was the result of that laudable and beneficial spirit of enterprise and investigation which conferred on the name of Captain Cook so just a claim to posthumous gratitude and immortal renown. 4 months of his first voyage round the world, this celebrated circumnavigator, dedicated to the exploration of this hitherto unknown tract of the universe, stretching from the northeast to the southwest, to an extent of nearly 2,000 miles, to which he gave the name New South Wales. After hovering about the coast for some time, he at length came to an anchorage in the only harbour which appeared to him commodious, and which, in consequence of the innumerable varieties of herbage which were found on shore, he called Botany Bay. In this spot he remained some days, employing himself in making those observations which suggested themselves to his capacious mind, and from his report of the situation of the country, of its apparent extent, climate, and surface, the British government was induced to relinquish those intentions which had been previously entertained, and to fix upon this spot as the best adapted for the establishment of a settlement, whither those unhappy delinquents might be conveyed, whose offences against the laws had rendered their further residence in their native land incompatible with the welfare of society. According to this determination, Governor Philip was sent to this new continent, where he arrived on the 20th of January, 1788, with 800 convicts and a portion of marines, and laid the foundation of the new settlement, which continued gradually to improve under his government until the close of the year 1792. Numberless obstructions existed during this early period to check the growth of the colony, amongst the principal of which may be remarked, first, the discordant materials of which the settlement was to be constructed, secondly, the disputes with the natives, and thirdly, the occasional pressure of want, which for a long time was unavoidable on account of its remoteness from the European quarter. The continual disorders amongst the convicts, which no lenity could assuage,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?